my timer. That's what I do, remember? Okay, administrative updates. Do we, I don't know if we have any. Do we have any, Carmen? Oh, we do?
Oh, no, I just said.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah.
Camille's not here, I guess.
We do. Oh, no, Camille isn't here.
Is she our new member?
Did we send? She knew, though, because she actually thought it was last week, and I said, no, it's always the fourth.
Is she the one taking Kenny's place mm-hmm. or Ron's place?
Do you know Camille? Because she was on here before, I guess. Do you know Camille?
Mm-hmm. I met a lady.
At the Halloween thing?
Yeah.
She That's her.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Oh. Oh, no, I don't think.
I don't think I sent everybody a reminder.
I think Wendy contacted
Wendy,
her.
Yeah, we got an email yesterday from Wendy.
Yeah, because that's why I didn't do it, because I saw it. Okay. Okay, we need to approve the minutes for March 29th, which were attached to your agenda. I don't think I can approve it if I say it, right?
I didn't even open it. I just like, oh, that's the reminder. I'm not going to open it yet.
Okay. Well, can somebody?
I want to open it.
You usually do that, Dallas. Can you do that?
Do what?
Just say, can we approve?
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Well, moving on.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
We need to do that.
Yeah. Council member?
I did read yours, though.
David, do you have any public works update?
Yeah. So, let's go.
I put you at the top.
You did. I saw that.
You're welcome.
So I got here. We got handouts. So I'm going to let TJ roll with it today since he's done all the legwork on it.
But thank you.
Excuse me for
so
coughing.
This has
COVID. It's allergies.
Everything that we're going to talk about in it. I guess it's kind of good. We talked last month about, like, we need to come back with some suggestions on parks and some ideas of which ones we wanted to approach first. So I'll let TJ roll with it. He's got some pictures and I think some good descriptions. And you know, I think he didn't send me was the prices, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I finally so I can go and print it up, right? I might be able to.
If you can forward it to me, I'll go print it while you're talking if you want.
Okay, perfect.
So TJ's come back with these three parks. I'll show him while he's sending me that. Caleb, you can see, you know, slide's pretty old, what, 13 or something.
Where is that? Yeah. Where's Caleb Park?
Caleb Drive. It's on the very north end of, very south end of Foxborough. It's one of the very first parks that went in.
It's right there by that business
hydrating machine.
Wow, this is really going to happen. This is nice.
I sent it, David, but it might take a minute to go through.
I'll give this to John. So the Stonehenge, Caleb, here's the three that you can see. Pretty generic playgrounds, right? Pretty old, pretty dilapidated. Stonehenge and Olden. And then you got five choices. These are all in your packet. I'll go print that off.
I can print it.
Because there's five options, but there's actually 10, right? Because each option, there's an A, mm-hmm. option one and option two. So they're all in there.
Are they the same option? They just modulate them differently?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So as long, I mean, I just want to go through them and you guys can. So before we even get started, what they can do with each one of these is kind of modify them, maybe like make the roof a different theme. So you can do themes from. I think in one of the slides, and we'll go through it. They put it as a hot air balloon, so they can kind of theme them a little bit. With the footprint that we have currently, you can't go crazy with them because you'd have to redo the entire, footprint, make it larger, which that's going to increase the cost on what needs to be done. It would make the cost, a lot more than what it is right now. So, but each one of these can be themed a little bit differently. The colors can be different. You can put some of the themes that he just sent me. They can do on the post, they can do tree posts, they can do natural colors. They can do flowers on the top of the post. There's spaceships, roof, vines, sports, soccer, baseball, you know, like I say, rocket ships. So it's pretty endless on what we can do, but it does increase the price. and David, I think we'll be able to, when this comes out, we'll pass it out.
If you do those kind of things, does it increase the upkeep on them? Like if you do those kind of things?
not really, because where you're adding that stuff is typically like a roof, or it's not like a slide, or the maintenance really shouldn't change. I mean, everything changes when you get vandalism and graffiti, right?
Yeah, so I was thinking, because is it things that people can break off and stuff?
So
ropes are easy, they're not as hard to, not that hard to replace versus a slide, or...
It's all pretty much, as far as maintenance, it's really hard to say. I mean, we've replaced slides. The downside is it just gets really expensive when people damage them, but I can't predict that. No one can, right? So, but yeah, it's all expensive if they break. And I don't know. I mean, it's really tough to say. I mean, like a section at Hatch Park, it's like two sections. Cost us like $1,500 for two little teeny. I'm not talking the whole slide. I'm talking little teeny sections.
Just to fix the slide.
Yeah, it's outrageous when they get damaged. So,
TJ, as you go through these, what should we focus on as the difference between them? I mean, I see there's a color difference, but are we focusing on the function, the play, or
The function and the play. I mean, they're obviously way more advanced than what was put in there when it was originally installed.
So don't focus on the color, because the color could be any
exactly.
Other.
Who okay. cares about the color, yeah. right? I mean, we can change that.
Right. Okay.
And then if you like, you know, pick the top three. That's kind of what we'd like to hear from you guys tonight. And then if you're like, well, we'd like to theme Caleb as a baseball one, or Oldham as soccer, or, you know, Stonehenge is something else. We can do all that, right? But I think the functionality of the play design is what we ought to focus on, is what you guys feel you'd like to see, and then we can make adjustments from there. I think David probably has that printout of the costs, and it does. So you, and then there's a breakdown on it, but there's a cost. I want to say he was like saying it was about $10,000 to $15,000 more when you start adding a lot to them, like the themes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I almost think, as my opinion, but I think the theme is a good idea, but I almost think maybe you do colors and keep them
the way
more universal than the themes, because sometimes, like, for instance, if you had, like, flowers, maybe boys or, it's hard to say that because there's so many different ways of kids thinking nowadays, but maybe they wouldn't want to go there, you know 100%. What I mean?
And that's why it's just an example, like, you don't have to do flowers at all.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, but, like, if you do a green park and a blue park and a whatever color, maybe, but change it a little bit. That would be more enticing than maybe a theme.
Okay.
That's my opinion, but I may get everybody else's opinion.
I think what he was trying to describe to me is like, you can make one a sports theme, and then you can make one more of a natural
theme. Which is universal.
Theme, right?
I think you're right. You get the same effect with these colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you lived in that neighborhood I grew up in, our pocket park, we call it the tire park because they have big tires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll call it just the blue park.
Sure.
But we would probably be drawn by, my kids would be drawn by spaceships. Where could a spaceship park go? Oh, to drive, I guess we can go.
But these are, all of these are a lot more enticing than what's there now.
Oh, like a million percent.
Yeah, but these all like the same type of age group target. I mean, is it like 5 to 12?
Yeah, and I can't remember exactly, but I did tell them, I'm like, because the range that's currently there is for real, real small kids. And that was one of the things I wanted to capture is like, let's make it from kind of like a lot older group now, especially. I mean, that's hard to say, but.
Well, option one, it draws towards the teenagers because it's got the tube where they can go hang out and smoke.
Nice.
That's why I would stick with that one.
You meant that as a negative then.
Yeah. Just in my experience of having my kids going to play, he's like, we got to go to different places.
I think they're cool. I do think they look good, though.
Yeah, I think maybe
too.
I don't like that one as much either.
Could we also be looking at like doing different software?
Yeah, it's more flashed
underneath the play.
So, the prices that are in there now is just because I know how much money that is, and it's just putting chips, leaving the chips in there. So, no, I didn't include that just because I think it will take the costs way higher than what we have, what we want to spend. If we want to do a bunch.
So I did have somebody, I had a couple of people ask me actually when I was running for city council, that are they something that kids can play in when the weather gets so hot? Are they something that doesn't get that hot?
So anything that is 100 degrees, you're right. Going to fill it with plastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's not, that'll never change. I mean, the only thing that really changes that is like when you add metal instead of plastic.
Well, that's, sure. And people don't really do those anymore. Like,
they actually do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do. Okay. But we do try to stay away from them just because that's always an issue. But yeah, they still do it. So.
Just wondered.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, for me, I think option 3 and 4 look most fun to play on.
You like the sticks, and you like both of them. You don't like any of these lines, too.
Well, one has that tube that I've just got bad experiences with. And one...
What do you mean, bad experience?
Well, with kids smoking in the tube.
In the tubes. Oh, okay. Literally, you were really talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... Number 2 just kind of looks generic, like anything we've already got, but this one has a lot of real estate to play on. It's like it's going to spread more out. Number 4, these little pods with the girl in the blue shirt, where she's stepping on, those are really popular at the
Legacy,
yeah. Kids are always playing on those.
Mm. I had option 3 as my first, and then I had option 1 as my second, and option 4 as my third choice. Kind of similar logic. More play on and more varied.
Yeah, I could go with that too.
So like I say, if you don't theme them, it's obviously going to save quite a bit of money, so that's just an option. So you guys are good with, you know, picking your top 3 and you decide we're not going to theme them, but you want certain color schemes. And
I think the colors make it so that they could make their own themes. Maybe people would decide what kind of a theme they could make. I mean, Rocket Park became Rocket Park because it looked like a rocket and everybody just named it. And I think over in... Almost Centerville, they called it Cheese Park because it looked like cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was ever really,
it
was.
You're right. Yeah.
Or Spiderweb Park. My kids called the Spiderweb Park, but we took out the spiderweb looking thing and didn't put it back in.
Where?
Deer Hollow. Remember the first?
You wouldn't know because there's not a spiderweb there anymore.
Yeah. It was kind of this climb on thing that looked a little bit like a spiderweb.
I don't know. We've redone that park like 3 times. So it starts from the middle of everything.
These are actually These look really good though. And it's something I would want to take my kids to, for grandkids.
Are you guys okay with the three parks we suggested for replacement?
Yeah. Definitely okay with that.
I mean, those are based on your recommendations that really need it, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are the oldest ones, those are the first ones that went in. And a lot of the plastics back then, they fade, they, you know, anything new coming out, you're not going to see fading. So it's just different materials that go in plastic. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of different changes. And but the parks that we're replacing are the oldest and the most, I would, they need to be updated more than the rest, is what I would recommend.
Yes. And this is something that's been pre-approved from City Council, correct? Or no?
Budget was approved.
Oh, budget was approved.
Money.
Okay.
So what we would do is we would get you guys, if we're okay with those sites, let's pick which ones you want, which themes, we can go to the next step and get maybe the next mock-up done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you present it to them.
Whatever.
Okay.
Come back next week.
Yeah, so David hit it right on the head because he was like, you know what, I can make a mock-up of all five. It's just going to take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, it's best if, and I just felt like you guys needed to be involved as far as what we did, where, and the designs that are placed. And now, once I have those, I can, he'll make a mock-up, and then we'll go forward.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We just need the okay on what you guys feel is best. And we'll
I do have a question. If you choose the same model but make it different, is that an expense that could be you could save for that expense?
I don't quite understand what you're...
If you used one option for all three parks.
Yeah, but made it differently. You know what I mean? Like, but put the slide in a different area. You know what I'm saying? Like, isn't this the same but different?
He was just saying that's the back side of it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is that the back side of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
See, that's what
there's not like three options that you could make it different. Okay.
Well, that's what both those pictures are, right?
Yeah, but it's just turned. I get it.
Yeah, these
are just
giving
you a different... Well, I guess if we don't choose option four, that's the most expensive one. You know, we'd say $5,000. That's, you know, five to... So I guess that's the question.
Well, I think our goal is to get unique... parks, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it is nice if you can do three different ones.
Yeah,
so that's
it would
good.
Be nice to do three different ones.
And if we can do it and still stay within the budget, that's awesome. Okay.
Red, blue, and that neon.
Okay, so what did you guys decide as far as options?
You said we're going to Ted's and you guys kind of said the same thing again.
Mm-hmm. Nate again, one.
I'm going to go for, I'm going to go three. Well, the two, I'd go with three and four as the top two, but with the third, I'd go with the two.
So four is the number one.
And I apologize because I was late. Tell me which parks we're talking about.
Talking about Caleb Park, Oldham Park, and Stonehenge Park. Caleb is the furthest south, so if you're on Foxborough Drive, there's Buck on the very south. You got Buckingham, which is relatively, I shouldn't say new, but newer. And you got Caleb, the original Foxborough. Oldham is basically just a little bit north of there. Do you know where Matt Jensen lives?
Lived.
Or lived?
Mm-hmm.
That's where Oldham is.
Okay.
And then Stonehenge is, it's basically the park east of the school, north of Foxborough Drive. And it was one of the very, very first as you enter into the original entrance.
And do they all have playground equipment in them right now?
Yes.
Which park is by your house?
Boston.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know what they call that one.
Yeah, called Boston Park.
Okay.
So the one everyone agreed on was what, number four?
Four.
Let's just stick to plain one.
Mm-hmm.
Am I officially on the committee?
Yeah, you are.
Perfect.
I like number three.
Of course you are.
I like three a little better too, but it's all good.
I do like how it's spread out.
We get to choose three options.
I'm not trying to tell a bunch of kids on one playground.
I like that you're talking about three different ones as well.
You get to choose the top three. Three is different than a park usually has been. Like with all the climbing and things.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess.
So two is not an option with anybody. Is that what we...
I do wonder sometimes if they have accessibility for special needs.
No, I was just saying, I was asking what you think.
If they can, some parks don't have that, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of these really focus on that.
It's all the climbing on things.
Yeah, the fun things to...
Swinging.
This is similar to Summer Springs.
And five, we decided five's kind of outright.
That doesn't look
really, five seems so small.
It looks,
yeah.
I think the kids would love that balloon feature, but beyond that, it just doesn't
like
seem like it has as
lot.
Much.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Right.
I think the balloon one is
disappear very quickly.
So at least
cool.
We narrowed it down to three.
What
three
are they
designs.
Pretty near these parks? I mean, I don't understand which one's going where, so I don't know what else.
We
is.
Don't know that.
So
yet.
That's not, we're not even, all we're doing right now is picking three out of the five options,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll have him make mock-ups of, and then as far as what goes where hasn't been decided yet, but these are just the three parks that we're going to focus on.
Are they near any other parks?
Yeah, so, I mean, Buckingham is right by Caleb.
And what does Caleb have, do you know?
Caleb is actually... on the board.
Right there.
They're all pretty generic right now.
Yeah,
oh,
they're
man, yeah.
They're all almost they're so similar, but
that's the neighboring, that's the one that's next to. Or are we replacing
yeah.
these that you're showing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
thinking,
is this
what's near them? What
is this that park for the Laurel Girl? Stonehenge?
No.
Or is that actually called Laurel?
That's called Laurel.
That's Laurel Park. As far as if you want me to, I mean, I don't know if you can pull it up, David, or I can go get a map, a laminated map, if you guys want to see where these are at on a map. I'm sure we have that on the common drive somewhere, if that's what you're asking.
I'm curious if we chose number
got,
whatever.
Yeah, got
is there a park nearby that's exactly the same?
No, none of these,
or
none
here.
Of the options are anything like anything we have out there right now. Nothing.
Yeah. What's up there?
Anything out there right now on the that would we would even consider replacing
looks
is
like that.
Very generic. And they're just a little bit newer.
Okay.
They're within the same time.
Okay.
So
what we really need to do is have them tell us where they've already installed them in so we can take our kids to test it for me, see if you like it. You know,
which one
do you like better? Yeah, get the real.
So here's toy engine. This is where Caleb Park is. You got the Stericycle Center Street down here, and then Olden's right here.
Yep.
Oh, just quite far away then.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Mm-hmm. So we narrowed it down to one, three, and four, right? So those are
two, three, and four.
Did we decide which one out of one and two?
Probably.
Just do a straw poll, if you want.
A straw poll. This one just looks bigger to me.
What do these
look? Oh, it does. I
think then this one.
Well, it has, it's just the perspective, how close it looks.
There's some I didn't even hear from them. Kids getting stuck in there or getting their smoking and all that kind of stuff.
Number one has a more durable slide in my opinion.
Well, it has, multiples. It has, like...
Well, I mean, this curved one.
Yeah. Well, number one would be more accessible to younger kids.
Now, do we have to deal anything with ADA on any of these parks?
Mm-hmm.
So, which one out of those?
Well, they all have ramps.
They all have ramps.
They all have...
And then that's up
that
to...
we can...
Depends on how many... Usually this part right here is, like, the...
Because like when you have little kids, they would have a hard time climbing this stuff.
Are you looking for the detail of, you know, 1 versus 1A, etc.?
Well,
2 versus 2A?
So,
it's just the back side of the
Yeah, they're just giving you a different point of view.
Okay.
I didn't know that either. So.
Yeah, they look quite a bit different when they're turned, but they are the same playground.
Well, I really like 3, but I was thinking if you took like a child that was 2, that would be harder on a 2-year-old. Versus,
they wouldn't have a lot of
versus
options.
1, where a 2-year-old and
can go on all this.
Can go on all of it. So sometimes the ages is, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard.
Because they're all, what I would say, in a fairly close area. I mean, even though they're not really close,
right?
But they're all kind of in the Foxborough neighborhood. Mm-hmm. At least when my kids were little, they were like, let's go to the park with swings today, or let's go to. So if you pick one of the 3 that you think's more geared toward younger kids, and one that's more climbing, I mean, maybe just take the 3 and really make them, and make them very different.
Let's
so
go
that
to the this or the this, or
yeah,
this.
You know, then they could.
Caleb could afford a this bigger one because they can go over to Boston because that's a pretty basic playground over there.
Yeah, I think we all decided.
Well, 5 is probably the youngest park.
I mean, it's really kind of cute, and if they're
it is cute. It's a park for younger kids, and maybe that's great to throw in the mix, you know. So then you'd go 3, 4, 5, or perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, because 3 is very different from 5.
I really like 3. I think it's awesome.
How are the size of the playgrounds compared to each other? I mean, are they similar?
They're relatively close. They're not one's a lot bigger than another. They're really within a couple feet.
Should we just take them and say which ones we like? You can just do a vote,
and then we just see how many hands go up. Everybody gets 3 votes, and mm-hmm. off we go.
Option one. There's five, right? First choice, second choice. Oh, this has that. So, how many votes for option one then? Is this your first choice? I say you just get three votes. Okay, number one. I didn't know if that's what we were doing, sorry.
We don't
option.
Get votes, so
yeah.
I like number one, too.
It's
just the voting members of the...
Chris was voting for one. Okay. Number 2. 1. Number 3. 4. 5. Well, it looks like that's it. Number 4. Okay. Everybody. And number 5. right now we've got 1, 3, and 4. That work for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll work up, we'll work on getting some other mock-ups done.
Oh.
So should we welcome our...
Yes. Mel, do you want to say anything?
I just want to say, are you going to remember me for being late or for being in the wrong place at the right time to get YCC cookies?
Ah, the cookies.
I went to the old room just thinking, this is where I got from.
At the city hall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is really cool. Don't give credit to the YCC. Just say, look, everyone. Are you going to think that? No, they didn't have a huge crew, but they had plenty and some beef sticks, too.
I'm thinking, wow, we're sure glad you come because we bring cookies.
Did you hear Crumble made the announcement that they're taping away the sugar cookies?
No. Why?
They said it was their popular one and they want to have more variety, so they're not going to make it anymore.
Oh, really?
So they don't like their customers very much?
I guess their customer base that they surveyed.
That does sound.
I went on and read several of the 1,500 comments about it.
I love it too. It's kind of got that almondy flavor, which I like.
Oh,
are you okay if we partake?
Absolutely. Come on down.
Have you been at another meeting? Is that where you've been? And they were just there?
That's true. Meeting. You guys probably don't put napkins.
Do you have anything else, David? David, are you good? That's all?
That's all we have.
Okay.
I love the fact that there's beef sticks there.
So four is actually
beef sticks.
It's good to have options.
Do you have a knife that we can cut?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. Okay. If you're okay with the fact that I've touched it, I'm willing to put it.
You can eat the whole thing.
Don't worry.
I just want a piece of one. Do you have any city council updates?
I have a brief update. In the last council meeting, an item came forward about the irrigation plan for, especially for the golf course, and I think some of the key parts. And so Tyler and company they're redoing a number of the sprinkler heads at the golf course to reduce the water flow. In addition, the city has a set of talking points that we know to speak to when people have questions about landscaping. Here's one of the issues. One of the issues is that we're not going to let things die as a city. And so people may see things that are a little bit more green than they may feel are appropriate in a time of drought. And so that's just one of the things we've got to work on. I think we can circulate those talking points to this committee too, if you're interested. One of the things to note as well is that we talked about revisiting in the fall the idea of putting together a more permanent landscaping plan, considering are there locations in some parks, some public landscaped areas, golf course that won't see a lot of usage and are really just ornamental, and therefore we could potentially shift from grasses to other lower water intensive products. And we wouldn't
also
decide
weeds. Yes.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't decide that beforehand. We'd go through a process to decide that, and we wouldn't even take another look at it until the fall, because it's just a really busy time for the golf course, and it's already April and it would take us a while to get that plan in place. So we're putting it off, but that's part of our answer as well, is that, as a city, we'll take a look at the landscaping in addition to our irrigation approach. So,
will there be anything,
John,
on
you were
the
there.
Website?
Do you have anything else you want to add?
Will they have anything on the website about that if people have issues about?
I'm going to speak to that because, yes. And have you got your postcard in the mail?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
From
okay.
South Davis?
Yeah. No, or it was Weaver. From the Weaver. City. Yeah. The city council drafted the letter. It's a green and white postcard.
And
it's got pictures on it.
Did it come last week?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. And anyway, yeah, I've created a whole section on the website under with water conservation. It's got links to where people can get rebates, information on rebates for Weber Basin Water.
Such as
it's got route information. Yeah. Okay. I just want to add one other thing that I know Ken and I have talked about is in part of this, the talking points that you just referred to, but is so, because people will criticize the city, but they also need to know that the golf course and these parks are very valuable city assets, that we just need to keep them alive. And the golf course is a revenue making, you know, asset for the city. And so it's gonna, you know, he's put together a watering plan and he's gonna let some of the areas die, but it would cost way too much money to have to start from scratch on big parks and on the golf course. And so I think as you're talking to your neighbors, that they always gripe, well, what, the city's still watering, you know, this is green. But I think it's important if they think about their tax dollars at work, that's kind of a different perspective to
well say, yeah.
It's really a no-win situation anyhow, because when they go over to see the fireworks and you've let the grass die, why aren't they watering the grass?
I know. And if it's dry, then everybody's walking on it. It has a much harder time. That many people walking on it, coming down.
That's kind of the priorities that we set, that TJ and his group helped us set. So like Legacy Park and Tunnel Springs, they really highly use the grass area, and the grass isn't as established as some other the older areas in town. So those are our priority A areas. That's the only two, I believe, that we have.
Mm-hmm. And then
we're still cutting back in those areas, but most all, if you look at all of our areas together, most all of them are 70%, 60 to 70% cutbacks on everything.
Yeah, the priority C's are 50 to 70% reduction, and that's like 90% of everything we have. We're going to try to cut it back that much. And then priority B's are, only have two of them, City Hall and Highway 89. And I believe we reduced those from 30 to 50%. And then the only priority A, which is still a reduction from like 10 to 20%, is Legacy Park and Tunnel Springs Park.
So. Happy Park, it's just, we got the 60% cut off from Weber Basin, because that's 100%.
These guys did a good job maintaining those parks. So last year, just so you, like, this is our annual report, our water usage the year before that, that's our typical watering, is 27 million gallons. They limited to 13 last year. So a lot of people didn't even recognize that, like, they looked that good still. I mean, they were
way below
the amount, but
So
that's what we need. They did a good job conserving the water last year. And this year,
we used lots of green spray paint.
Yeah.
And on the left side, you don't have to hire as many people to
take care of it.
We raised the mowing height. And then, I mean, there's just really keeping an eye on it. I mean,
thank you.
We have a center control that kind of takes over. We put all the parameters in it. It kind of controls it, but we had to even go in there, and we reduced every area to 50 as the max. So this year we're going to have to do a little bit, fine tuning of it to get it to those higher percentages, but we'll do the best we can.
How are you going to address the splash pad? Are you going to still run that? Or?
Yeah, so splash pad, a lot of people don't realize, but splash pad is recycled water. So we don't lose a lot. There's a lot of cities, they have less maintenance, less personnel, but they have flow-through systems. So all that water is wasted water. And so we're in a situation where we're not affected by that. We can still have it, enjoy it, and it's recycled. We don't use a lot of water.
I think that's something we should probably play on the website. Say, hey, look at what we're doing.
That's why I was Deseret News called today, and they were asking some questions, and she was mentioning that one of the other cities is not running a splash pad this year.
Is it Kaysville?
No, it was somewhere in Salt Lake.
Kaysville has a flow through system, and I've heard they're not going to run it, but I don't know what they'll do. The other thing is,
that's good.
Put a sign up there over there too.
The other thing that we're gonna, one of the things I want to do is we're gonna make sure it hopefully holds up in the budget is it's a fertilizer that has a wetting agent in it, so it will hold moisture in the fertilizer and in the what we put down to kind of help conserve water. And it is a little bit more expensive, but I think it's definitely needed in times of drought for sure. So,
one other quick one. Have you heard of the Golden Spoke?
I've ridden it.
Sweet.
First one.
Do you know what the Golden Spoke?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the Golden Spoke, it's a play out, of course, Golden mm-hmm. Spike. And the idea is we have, we think it might be the longest continuous urban trail in the United States. At least we'll say that because nobody who's going to.
Until someone proves it wrong.
And it was actually just completed a few years ago in Salt Lake City, kind of Golden Spoke. Well, it goes through our city. There's an annual ride. It's on May 14th. We can play it up as a city without the expectation that we actually are hosting the event. So it's sort of a win-win. I'm not sure the best way to do this, but I can work with.
I've already shared it.
Okay.
I've seen it. One other little tricky thing is our kite festival is the same day.
Okay.
So we kind of want to promote the kite festival as well.
Amen. So. Right. So. I mean, we don't have to have this be top billing, but have our residents be aware of it. I think I will, as a council person, you know, say, hey, I'm going to ride at this time. And then those who want to ride at the same time, maybe there'll be a little bit of.
Because isn't that kind of how they're promoting it? Like, yeah. You get out and ride part of the trail.
It's just any time during the day.
Yeah. So yes. Our kite festival is only from, you know, 9 to 11 or something.
I'll make sure that I'd say it's like later than that.
Join the kite festival, then go for a bike ride.
Yeah.
And then come to the master.
And they have a bit of like a gathering spot celebration area in Farmington. So I'm thinking we'll do a ride from North Salt Lake to Farmington.
Is that where it ends?
No. There, it ends in Ogden and in Provo.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's 170 miles is what they promote it as, so.
Where does it end in Provo?
Well, there's a map. I should know this better, but I don't recall.
Can I ask a question, even though it's going to be coming up farther down here? May 14th is the Kite Festival. I know that we've promoted it and everything, but Rachel sent me a text. She needs to resign from the committee.
Oh.
Yeah. And so and you have something that is that day as well. When is the master chorus singing? It's at night. So it's not the okay. But so do they want the city to participate in this thing that you want to?
I think they're different audiences too, so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. We got to figure out
committee power. You might have some.
We're in trouble on May 14th. Is what I'm saying, but we'll come to that. We'll just keep moving along.
I don't have anything to do with the.
Would there be a better time if some of you are interested in going? Would you prefer to go in the early afternoon or the late morning or?
Probably. Well, this kite festival's 9 to 11.
9 to 11. Mm-hmm.
I'd probably do it 7 or 8 in the morning.
Okay.
But then if I'm going to be on the committee, I'd.
That's when I would prefer to do it too. So, but.
Okay.
But if you're going to say you're going to ride and people will join you, I'll just join you whatever.
Okay. All right. Great.
Maybe I'll join you.
And Stan will too.
Sweet.
I'll just sign up right now.
I'll hit Stan up. That's
Stan and me and I can't remember who else.
That would be great. I'd love to have a city group write up. That would be wonderful. That's all for me. Thank you.
That's a lot.
The map will open. That's
where do they start? Where do they start you at? Is it, you start at the same place?
People can start wherever they want. Mm-hmm. There are, in those numbered spots, they're having a start time noted.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think that's the way it works.
Okay. Okay.
And in those spots, if we started in North Salt Lake and we rode up to Farmington, there would be some food and some booths and things like that.
So they have like stations at a few places along the way. Okay. All right. Well,
I'll go later in the afternoon because you're going to tell us what we need to do for Kite Festival.
Yeah, we're going to need some help there. Okay, so the budget for upcoming events, did you finalize budgets on your meeting yet?
No.
Still not. Okay, well, can we turn some time over to Chris for a second? Because she needs to talk about the master chorus, because I thought that was going to be on the agenda for... I guess it's my misunderstanding on... we've asked about... I've gotten emails from... is her name Suzanne? Mm-hmm. Okay, Suzanne. About asking for money for music. And I didn't understand that before, when they asked about people joining the chorus, there's a lot of people that weren't North Salt Lake residents, but I didn't know that North Salt Lake was promoting it. Not necessarily did you have to be a North Salt Lake resident. So, because I guess when we were talking about it, it was kind of like, why are we giving money to people who weren't really in the city if... but then we were actually promoting and it didn't matter if you were in the city. But they really need to get money for their concert, which is coming up very quickly. And we're kind of at a standstill of how much money they can have because we don't have a budget. Chris has some things that she wants.
So the only thing I want to say, this is probably not the conduit to have an in-depth conversation. But it is obvious, and I have been a member of this chorus since the day it started 5 years ago, just as a resident, being interested. Also, I've been on this committee. And so I've kind of been, the last 2 years, I've kind of been the conduit, or I guess the last two years, we haven't, practiced or gotten together at all. But it's obvious, just through conversations that I'm hearing, and I haven't been taking off the agenda for tonight, they're just not getting any communication from the city at all. They have met with a couple of people, and I'm just telling you what I've heard, and so it's just hearsay, so it should be something that we, can address another time. But I do not know the history, is that whether they were asked to form the chorus or they came to North Salt Lake, but I was asked that question. There's 14 that live in North Salt Lake right now. We practiced on Thursday nights, then automatically it got changed to Wednesday nights, which cut our chorus by at least 12 people who can't come on Wednesdays. So the majority of the people in it right now are from North Salt Lake. But it's never, it's not promoted very much. It's not on the outdoor signs. It's, they do have committees now. And I guess I was just wondering, the music that Tammy's talking about is the first 2 years when we were very active, we were copying music from Bountiful High through a favor of Brett LeVitre. And then I found out, they needed to have copywritten music to purchase that. So they purchased it for our first concert, which is May 14th. And I guess they've been coming to look for music moving forward. But they're basically just telling me, and I am kind of feeling this way, so I'm just being honest, that we're kind of way down low on the list now. People are not interested in promoting the chorus, even though we are representing North Salt Lake City. And so I don't know who can have a conversation with them about that. I don't know. There are conversations going on here in the city that I am not privy to, and I don't necessarily need to, but I the communication issue has been very tough, and that's all I want to say about it. So if it's a decision that it's not going to be supported from the city, I don't know if that decision, but do you know if they were approached, or they approached us, or we approached Brett about starting the chorus?
So there was a woman on the committee, probably back when you, she was an appointee, and she wanted to add that as one of the things that the committee did, Parks, Trails, Arts, and mm-hmm. she had this choir that she was involved in or wanted it started. Then she and her husband moved after she'd only been on the committee for maybe 6-8 months, and she let the committee know that she was leaving, but then Brett Levitre was going to handle the chorus. So they were still practicing. It was supposed to be a subsidiary of this committee. So this committee had a budget of $5,000 to be used for, you know, all these events,
right?
Right. And so that's kind of where it went. But I think, and I was, Brett would let me know about concerts. I actually put together flyers and
yeah, I know you did for a while. First. Yeah, you did.
Right. But since COVID, we haven't. And then with the music thing, I know that your treasurer maybe has been talking to Ken.
Yes.
And they were asking for $11,000.
I know, outrageous.
For music.
So I think
so Ken and his wife participate in a community choir in Holiday, and he said they each pay $50 a year to participate in the choir, and that gets music. So I think the conversation died. I think Ken said that really probably isn't an option when the whole committee for all of our events only has $5,000 for the year.
So it's
that
really
was his conversation with me.
So then it's really not. So what I'm hearing for the first time is that this was made up from the committee, not really endorsed by North Salt Lake City.
Correct. I mean, it's
well, then that's a
yeah. Difference. So
okay. Wasn't it Becky that helped it for several years? Becky Edwards.
Not since I've been involved for 5 years.
You may remember better than I do.
I don't want to take up the meeting agenda, but I just told them. I think they come to me because I'm a member and they know that I'm on this committee.
Yeah.
So, okay. Maybe it's a side conversation that we should have.
No, it's actually not. And I think that was Ken's point back.
Oh, so he basically said to them.
He said, if it falls under this committee and you are on the choir, choir, and you're representing that, then yeah, this committee maybe needs to decide the value, and you guys are the advisory board to the city council.
Yep.
So whatever, you know, if maybe it's something that you guys recommend, Ted takes back to the city council and says there's been some discussion about the master chorus. How does the council
feel about
it? And
a budget recommendation.
Yes.
Yeah, I know they'd last. Okay, so I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Talking about that. And so I will just report back to them, and then it will be their responsibility to tell me when I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you brought a couple of options for this group to discuss and make a recommendation to council with a suggested number, then the council could take that.
Okay.
And think about how it fits.
Thank you.
I think the thing that has made it sort of this gray area is because the conductor of the choir is not from the city, and only 14 members of the choir live in the city, and not very many people besides your friends and family. It doesn't, there's not a huge draw from our community at large, where
So the events that we're trying to focus on.
And we got 100 people to one of our concerts.
Yeah, the Christmas one, you know. But, you know, so I think instead of trying to do so many events,
okay.
I think the committee kind of was like the kite, the few that are well attended and service the whole community, you know, as a whole.
All right, so we can move on, but thank you for that information.
But I think it's a good discussion because if, you know, it certainly, if there is a need, and maybe if you think it should be promoted more into the community, and if this
we
if
should
this
have a conversation
board
about it.
Mm-hmm. Recommends that we focus on that highly, then you know, it certainly could be.
Well,
so I don't want to discourage you.
I think the city should really own this. Just go, hey, this is our choir, because I don't think it's a very common thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of where they live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we have a choir in North Salt Lake. How many cities have that? And we should own that and promote it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So either own it or don't own it. It's hard to have it in between, I think.
Yeah. So I think they should own it.
My suggestion is come back when you're ready with a couple of options, and then we'll discuss it as an agenda item.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for my history here, was it born out of the sing-along? Was it?
I don't know that either.
No, the sing-alongs were done, but that's where Becky was involved. We had the Messiah sing-along every
And that
November.
Still happens. That still happens independently of the chorus or not.
It was the Sunday night Sunset series that they did try to. So that was more. They brought in different performing groups and had some sunset
free concerts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I think the choir sort of evolved out of that.
I think we still should have free concerts out in the
courtyard
pavilion out there. Yes, I think that would be fun. Mm-hmm.
Was Manny your director for a while?
Manny was not the director, but he was the council rep or the committee rep.
Okay.
All right, I will be back. Okay, thank
you.
You
know, Provo had, it was called the Blue Sky Series. They'd have it in the North Park there where the rec center is. And at first it was pretty unpopular. But over the years, they were filling the park. It became something to do. It was on a Sunday night when people were not busy, just looking for something to get out of the house, and it took time.
Mm-hmm.
So they just had to keep at it. And
So before, there was always, Ryan would always tell me, or us, I guess, maybe, what the budget was for each event. So I guess that's what I'm wondering, because I don't know.
Well, I can try and do some of that
ahead. Because it would be helpful so
that
maybe we can divide this up so we know that we don't overspend on one. And
okay.
Just so we don't, I would hate to go over budget.
I'll try to earn my keep here.
Would you please?
Yeah.
We're going to give you the new card, Ted. It's fine. You're doing great.
Tammy?
Yes.
So for a while you had this committee had a treasurer, was Steve Azy when you were the chairman. And I, as a staff person, I felt like that was helpful, as he basically was the go-between for this committee and the events, and then getting reimbursed and doing everything. So he kind of was the bookkeeper who kept track of all the receipts and everything, and from a staff perspective, that was really helpful. And so I don't know if I just throw that out.
That's
might
great.
Be a good recommendation.
Oh, for sure.
Help.
So
I love that recommendation.
Yeah. Anybody here want to be the treasurer? Anyone? You want it? Okay, Dallas. I nominate you.
Pull up a spreadsheet and start.
Okay, Dallas is the new treasurer. Welcome. Welcome.
Dallas.
Welcome.
Well, it's a good time. You're starting fresh. You've got a new council member.
No, that's great.
A new budget.
No, that's nice, because then, that's great.
Thanks, Dallas.
I'll just.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. So you're showing a lot of
Well, we don't know what we don't know.
All right, social media posts. I'm not sure what that is unless it's you. Linda, is that you?
No.
I didn't put that on there, so I don't know where that came from.
I think you said you wanted us all to promote.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did put that on there. Yes, I did. Just not my words.
You mean the social media queen?
Yes, yes, you're right. I just want to make sure that we, when we have things, that we make sure that we put it on our own personal social media posts, because I think there are several people that don't follow the North Salt Lake chats, which they should, and maybe after you put that on yours, that you could say, hey, by the way, follow North Salt Lake chats.
Because there's, so just so you know, there's the official page of North Salt Lake, mm-hmm. which is called City of North Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a page. So we really control the content there.
Is that a website or a page?
Facebook?
There is a Facebook page.
That's Facebook, right?
There is a,
and it's very active. They put good stuff on there.
Thank you. There's a Facebook group that is North Salt Lake Community. So that was also started by a former council member, and that's more of a group where, you know, there's more talk
about controversy. right.
So just so you know, and then so I try, when I do a post, I try and post it to the official page and then share it to the group. I also share it to the Foxborough group. You know, there's a Foxborough page, there's an Eaglewood page, you know, and to just try and get it out there.
So help me out. So are you the social media point of contact?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And so that includes NSL chat?
Yes.
Okay.
So we do Instagram, Twitter, and then Facebook. Are all of you on Nextdoor?
No.
Yes.
So Nextdoor, I'm kind of liking that because it's more nuts and bolts. We're not putting, you know, who's doing what and what's going on. It's really just information for your neighborhood, you know, and I've liked that as I'm starting to get more familiar with it. So I did set up a government account for Nextdoor, with Nextdoor, and so now I can send messages out to the North Salt Lake neighborhoods. One thing I don't love, and I'm gonna talk to them about it or see how it's. They of course have North Salt Lake avenues and.
Yeah,
where, right. You know,
yes.
So like we get some of that. Oh, you can
go in and tweak it.
Tweak it a little bit, but I would love to, you know, have the Nextdoor people.
So it's an app that we'll get on, and then we just search for.
It is. And once North Salt Lake well, well no, once you put in your zip code, it'll kind of it'll know where you are, and it'll, you know, I can't remember because it's been a while since I signed up. But I feel like there's some good information on there that's not, it's not as much social media, you
sometimes
know.
Sometimes I take it off.
So, yeah, and Linda, sometimes. What would be helpful from us? Do you want us to, would it be helpful for us to hashtag NSL chat or at NSL chat or whatever, or post directly on the Facebook page? I mean, do you want us
either
to, do you want to democratize it or you like it having it go through you?
It kind of goes through me, as far as, in fact, we switched the group, so I have to approve the posts even in the group because we were getting a lot of stuff we didn't want on there. So really, it all comes through me. But like Tammy's suggesting, so if I put out stuff about just Saturday's Arbor Day things, if you're following the city, hopefully it comes up. I notice things don't always pop up for Brian. In, you know, his, and so sometimes it's like, we'll go out and at least search for it and then share it, you know. So if you don't mind, if you see a new post, then just share it to your page or share it, then I think that's helpful. I also, sorry it takes so much time, my other, and maybe you guys can give more suggestions, we talked about this with the 75th anniversary, but is getting the word out to all of the residents. You know, we try and there's a lot of people not on social media. That's why I think Nextdoor, I know there's people who are doing Nextdoor that don't mm-hmm. do social media. Our newsletter now is an e-newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I can go back, I can look on the backside of that and see how many actually open it, how many, you know, don't, how many clicked on links in there.
you know, it's not really going out very far. So, so I guess if you could share things with your neighbors, or if you have suggestions of other ways to reach the whole community, I feel like that's what we need to do. The signs that we do, the event signs have been helpful. I've got a lot of positive feedback on those for events. But anyway, I think it's just communicating with those around you. So, okay.
Will you do a post on the Golden Spoke in the next week?
Yeah, I think I actually shared, I think Stan may have sent the information to me and I may have just shared it, but I've written it down and I'll go out and find it.
Because I did see something on that, it seemed like. I remember seeing something on it.
Thank you.
I think if I put assignments on there, I must have jumped to conclusions on that one because I think that's up sooner than. So Arbor Day, I think we don't have to do anything on that. I believe that falls under Lisa Baskin, doesn't it?
Yes, NYCC is going to be there.
Okay, so we don't need to do anything there.
Falls under Lisa Baskin and mostly TJ and David.
Okay. If you feel inclined to promote it, though, personally, you know.
Well, I definitely will. I try to share things that I see on the city because I know there's a lot of people that come to things that they see from personal posts, for sure.
The other thing about that is, and I just wanted to make sure because Ken asked about that, is because we're not planting a ton of trees, because we want to make sure that the ones we do plant
up water
live, we're also doing a trail cleanup kind of with it. So he just wanted to make sure, are we set up for that? Do we know where we're sending people to clean up? Or just, is it a long legacy?
It's just a long legacy, and I already have two boxes. Big trash bags. Okay. It should be good to go.
Where is that starting at? Just at the just Legacy. Like yeah, but where at on Legacy?
The west side.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Legacy.
Kind of like when we did the cleanup thing, the service day or whatever. Is that where it's gonna be? Do you remember where that was? Didn't I meet you there that day? We were down there.
Did you talk about Legacy Park?
No. We were down on by the
No, we're talking Legacy Park is where we're going to be planting.
Oh, that's where it'll be. Oh, okay.
That's where the trees, we're cutting the trees.
And then people that would like to walk from the park, Legacy Park, west or north, that's where they can pick up trash.
Yeah. Chevron is sponsoring this. They've provided money for trees, and they'll probably have 20 to 30 volunteers from Chevron that are going to join us. So.
Okay. The Kite Festival, here we go. So it'll be fine. So Rachel was getting me a key to the closet or whatever it is that's up at the city, but I haven't gotten it yet. But supposedly there's quite an abundance of kites that we'll be able to use. Hold on, there is going to be there. They're actually fly, I have to say. I'm quite surprised, but they did work really good. So there is a DJ, the same DJ is coming that we've had before. And I just was going to tell you. And then I think it's Midway Bakery, I believe.
That's what she told me.
Is that what it is? Okay. They're on board too. So, and it's 9 to 11.
Are they just going to be there, or are they, is the city paying for them to give free food, or it's just there for people to buy?
I'm going to have to ask her, but I thought that it was going to be, remember I sent you that and I said I didn't know if it was going to be an additional fee, because we had that kind of mix up last time, it was an additional fee, and this time we thought that we were going to be able to do it, so I'm going to have to clarify that.
Okay. Is Rachel okay?
She didn't say. She just had some family issues that have come up, and so she wanted to, she just needed to, she felt bad. And
as a side note then, Ted, just, I know this because I know it, Rachel was Brian's appointee.
Uh-huh.
As a council member.
That was my next thing.
So it will be your appointee to appoint someone new.
Okay.
My next thing to tell you.
Thank you for that. And if any of you have suggestions for me to consider, let me know either now or later. I'll think about it. But
preferably somebody that wants to help.
Oh yeah, this person would be great or whatever. I'd love to hear.
Well, isn't most everything done for the Kite Festival?
I think so, but we need people there to help us. So she has a balloon art, you know, photo opportunity while that will be there, and just people to help us. I think Dallas, will you be there to take pictures again?
Sure.
Thank you. And will you still be out of town? You'll be back.
Oh, we come back at midnight that night, so I guess if everything's okay.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, I hope
it's okay. It'll be fine. We'll touch base between now and then, but I'll touch base with Rachel to make sure.
Do we need YCC for that?
We didn't in the past. We didn't last time.
Did they come
last
year? Yeah, they came.
Yes, they did. They helped us.
The
oh my gosh, yes, they did. Yeah, we did.
And they did face painting.
Yeah, they did. Remember, they...
They helped us pass out crayons and tape and things.
And get the ribbon all ready for the bottom of the kite.
Yes, I did the other stuff.
How do we get that?
We talked to Natalie.
To YCC.
Natalie Gordon is the contact person with that. And so
they just set up their schedule. It was on the whiteboard, and maybe it could be one of their service projects because they've got 5 weeks in May. I'm just rattling off what she said.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So
it might be good for.
Can I give that to you? Can you give that to Natalie and just ask if we can get some YCC people there?
If you want to ask her that.
I'm good either way, so.
I'll be happy to.
Okay.
Is that okay? Because then that gives you an assignment.
Yeah, they came early and helped us get all set up. And
they did,
boxes.
Didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't my assignment, so I guess I forgot about that. But yes. So it starts at 9. We should probably have them there at 8. We also had those in North Salt Lake, those flag things, whatever those are. What are those called, TJ?
Oh, yeah,
banner flags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feather flags. And I guess we could probably have some of those, but I think Rachel got those from somewhere. Do we get those from down here? Okay. Do I need to come and get those like on Thursday or?
John, probably is
whatever.
You guys don't work on Fridays though, do you? I work every day but Friday, so how can I get that? Maybe on my lunch hour I could come down, like the Thursday before. That'd be okay.
Sure.
Or you could drop them off at my house.
Yeah.
You drop them off at my house, right? When you're out and about. Okay, I'll contact you. Yeah, my number. I'll do that. So I can text you here and there. Oh man. Oh, sorry. I'm sure you said the YCC. I'm like, what in the heck was I thinking? Okay.
Oh yeah, they did.
You know what? When she told me that, which is honestly just a couple days ago. I knew we were having this meeting, and I figured we'll be fine. Be fine. I just need to get the list from her, and then I will text and figure it all out. But everybody can be there.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't already know that. So that wasn't one of their weeks, huh? You didn't see that.
I'm not sure.
Where physically is this?
Tunnel Springs Park. Yeah. And it's fun. We just need to.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is really a fun thing.
If they did the face painting when you're...
We didn't do it last time.
Can we add that? Because that's pretty, pretty low cost to draw for kids. And...
Well, I will tell you, being there, is that getting the kites and the strings and the tape and the decorations is a lot.
Yeah, I'm fine to not
do
it.
But once that's done, you're essentially...
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We didn't... From what we did last time, having the DJ there was super fun, and they danced and did stuff like that, and that kept everybody entertained.
I was looking at last year's posts, and did you do a cakewalk?
We did do a cakewalk.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which we can do again. We had Lise donated stuff.
Donate desserts?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They did donuts and breads.
Uh-huh.
And let me get with Rachel, and I'll make sure that we have everything.
Let me know anything more you want me to promote there. For now, I just have the food truck and the DJ live music. I'll put the photo ops with the balloon wall That was so fun at the Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys were there, but the bunny,
yeah,
the tall kid from the YCC was adorable with the kids.
Oh, he that's was awesome.
Such a cute kid. And
those balloon really walls fun. Are awesome that she does.
Yeah.
She does a great job. Okay, well, it'll all work out. The July 2nd, Julie's not here, but I would just assume that she'll get with us on that.
Well, actually, add July 1st to that. We probably will need you July 1st. We'll split it up, maybe.
Okay, we'll see.
The car show is July 1st.
Oh, okay. We're going to, the D, E, and F, I didn't actually put on the agenda originally because they're a little ways down, and I didn't think we needed to really discuss them this time. They're far enough away. Photo contest, North Solid Creeds, and that's way down the list.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what happened. I didn't think I saw it on the agenda, but, you know, with Ron leaving, and he was talking about, Lieutenant Governor, did you see his initial email when he said he proposed to the Lieutenant Governor? She loves reading.
No.
I can't be the only one. And he proposed to her that maybe possibly she could be a speaker at North Salt Lake Reads.
Oh, did I not read that?
But I don't know if Ron, we had also a contact person here in North Salt Lake.
He did have that.
He had approached, oh my gosh, what is her name, Lieutenant Governor?
We should know that.
Cox?
No. Who is it? From Utah County. She, literacy is her thing.
Let's get her.
It's good old.
And I didn't know at this late day if we could, but I would be willing to help on North Salt Lake.
Deidre Henderson?
There
yeah,
you go.
Deidre
Henderson. Gosh.
But I helped him the
thank
last
you, Google.
3 years on that, so I can help with that.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Is he resigning?
He did already.
He did resign because
of
conflict
job.
Of interest with his new job, he said.
So we have Camille that took the place of. Camille, did you take the place of Ken or Ron?
I have no idea.
Who appointed you?
Lisa Bassman. So
that's
she
Ken.
Is Lisa's appointee.
Yeah, so then we need. Ron is.
She had got somebody already. So they told me that they didn't give me anything.
Rude.
Okay. Natalie's got someone else that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Natalie's already got somebody.
Yeah.
That's true, because it's Natalie's appointee.
Oh.
She's already got somebody. They didn't tell me.
That's okay. As long as we know somebody's coming.
The egg drop.
It's
okay.
The next council meeting that she's going to go. I don't know.
That's good.
Okay.
And so it's Ron that's off, not on the committee.
And
anybody
else want to resign while we're here?
Okay, I'm going to quickly read this. This was his original email. Hi, everyone. Most of you know that I work as a state court administrator. The courts have recently changed their rules regarding employee participation in political activities. Unfortunately, the changes mean that I'm no longer able to serve on the city board or committee. I'm sad to say I must resign. Since I've thoroughly enjoyed serving with all of you and will miss working with you. Earlier this week, I spoke with Lieutenant Governor's staff about the possibility of having the Lieutenant Governor participate in our North Salt Lake Reads event. I was thinking she might be able to lead a discussion about a book with residents of the city. She is a really dynamic speaker and would be very engaging in something like this. If that sounds like something you want to pursue, I can just wait for her staff to get back to me and if she's willing to help. I can pass them on to one of you. If you prefer not to explore this option, I can tell her staff that I had to resign from this advisory board and I'll no longer be involved in the planning of this event.
I think we'd be lucky to have her.
I know, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah,
yes, and obviously
that
one of
was
us
in
responded.
February. So, or
I didn't
February.
I did. I read all of it, but I guess
Brandon
I didn't pay attention.
Had a really good crowd.
March
4th
it was sent out. So,
okay.
That was, okay?
Yeah. Lieutenant Governor, yeah.
Okay.
Can I just find out where y'all live so when I'm making recommendations? So Dallas, what's your neighborhood?
Foxborough.
Okay, and Tammy?
I'm above Orchard in just east of like Orchard Elementary. I'm on Cider, yeah, okay. But I don't know what neighborhood that is.
I'll say Orchard Elementary.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I'm in that area too.
Okay. Yeah, we're on the same street actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just we need somebody up in the Eaglewood area.
That's where I'm.
Oh, it's Adelaide. Okay.
Just south of
Adelaide. So someone in Eaglewood?
Yeah, we don't have anybody up in the Eaglewood area.
Okay.
I'll be thinking.
I do know a guy named his name's Brandon Callahan that I met during when I was running for election. He's a good guy. I don't know him very well, but I just.
Brandon
Callahan.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. He may be interested in. What's that?
Go door to door and try to find it.
Yeah. Well, he lives up in the new area, like in that newer subdivision as you go up Eagle Ridge and, you know, off to that south side.
On the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has younger kids, but he says he wants to get involved in the city.
Oh, say no more.
Mm-hmm. Let's put him on the Kite Festival committee.
It is. Is there a reason we don't say bring your own kites? I just feel like to have it a neighborhood.
People bring their own kites though. Okay, lots of people brought their own kites.
To stress you guys out by saying, oh, we've got to get all these kites ready. We need to tie the yarn on the trim. I know that there's some little ones, you know, for the kids to color.
Well, I think in the
paper cheese kites, but they work really
and
well.
And these kites.
They do fly.
These are really good kites.
But there was a lot of people that brought kites. There was one guy that brought a great big box kite that was amazing.
I think I'll add that to my post. While supplies last, free kites for the kids, but mm-hmm. bring your own kites too.
Yeah.
The kite demonstrators years ago.
Whoever's talking
I didn't. I've never gone until I started doing this.
Big
I don't know why I didn't, but
she's talking to me.
So,
are you talking?
Then do you want to talk to Ron at the same time about getting the?
I sure do. Again, just say hey, we want to take up on that offer.
Yeah. I do.
We don't have a date secured.
I thought we did.
Do we have a date secured? We were kind of waiting to see if.
I saw my other notes, and I'm sorry I didn't go home and get my stuff. We did have a meeting. No. We talked about it.
Your calendar
but
is
if she can come the next day and
it matter. Is on the post good. I've seen it
but if she came the next day or the next week we could at least try and rearrange our schedule right if she could come
absolutely
she'd be a good one
it
is
in
September or October
October
don't think I haven't thought about putting a big round circle over the May 14th if I had to on all those signs
well could we do that
Yeah, we might have to for the North Salt Lake Reach, just if we could get somebody that would do
totally.
It for us.
If, yeah, if we have to make
it's not that
like
big of a deal.
Signs, yeah,
they're only about this big. I've looked at them as I've driven by.
Yeah, I mean,
I've thought this through.
The street signs that have the dots.
Oh, yeah?
And so just so you can move that dot every time there's something, is that what you're thinking? Tammy?
No, the date's there, and it's a circle that has the date on it.
We're saying if we have to change it,
I thought we just highlight
the one that's
it's next. On
there. What, though?
Okay.
That is a good point. Do you have a arrow that would glow in the dark that you could put on there that was the next event? You totally should. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I'll look at the date when I go home tonight.
Okay, these guys are ready to go home. So my poor kids are texting me. Anybody else? Anything anymore? TJ? Sorry. I'm sorry. This one went longer. You know I don't like to go longer than necessary.
I have a quick thing. I'm not intending to actually discuss this. I just need to understand. If a new event were to be created, I'm thinking of like a family-friendly bike ride in the fall.
Oh, we talked about this.
Is that something that I should be looking towards next calendar year, or you know, as in 15 months from now, or more like, or is it a reasonable thing to look at 4 months from now?
No, I think it's
your
reasonable.
Advice.
I think it's reasonable.
just depending on the resources and the date and how much. If it's a bike ride where people can just come and ride. If it's some big event where we have to have a stage and all that kind
of stuff. No, I'm thinking simple. I'm thinking a modest event, not a lot of logistics.
I think the only reason that it would be a problem that it wouldn't be in this calendar year is because we don't have a lot of those big posts that are out.
That'll be so July, right?
Okay.
Oh, is that all they go to?
Yeah
then I think it's less.
So does it make sense that, is this the right protocol to just put it as an agenda item for the next meeting?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yep. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Do you have a name for it?
Let's call it an October Family Bike Ride event. Discuss something.
So you know what we could do? We could have it in conjunction with the Halloween theme and end at the park.
Ooh, that's great.
Maybe something like that, right? Because you want to do it interactive anyway.
I love that idea.
I don't know, the last few years we had that.
Are you talking Hatch Park?
Spooky family ride.
Not great for bikers.
Family fright.
No, we ride somewhere else.
Costume at Beach, folks.
Well, we can end at Legacy Park.
Yeah, but then we need to have the Halloween party at. We need to have the Halloween party wherever the bike ride
is. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is we've had it at Hatch, but there's no reason we couldn't do it somewhere else.
The last park could come down Main.
We'll figure it out. We have another month to think about that. But I think we could do it in conjunction with that because we wanted to do something and not do the drive-through like we've done in the past.
Yeah, that was
great.
Yeah,
okay.
I love that idea.
Good for COVID, but not really great for it.
No.
Okay, that's what we can do. We can do something different this year. Very good. Awesome. Okay, we'll put it on the agenda for next time. Oh, hello. Wait a minute. Is it motion to adjourn, right? Yeah. Dallas, do you second it? Thank you. Thank you. Carmen, we didn't ask you.